This hour, this is a great story. We've been talking about students and education all show long. But the Mikvah Challenge, are you familiar with the Mikvah Challenge, Pete? It's a great organization that really believes in trying to get kids, especially high school kids, involved in politics and to be civic-minded. It's not partisan in any form. It's just about trying to get kids out to participate in democracy, as they say. And kids from D.C. and Detroit and Chicago tomorrow, they're going to head to campaign for some of the presidential candidates that are going to be at the Iowa caucuses. So they're going to be heading out tomorrow, busloads are going to be flying in. Friday, they're going to do this. Tomorrow, they're going to do phone banking and canvassing. On Saturday, they're going to participate in a youth issue summit. And Sunday, they bring it back to where they're from, in this case, back to Chicago. And the goal is what they learned in Iowa, they will apply to local races in Chicago and the surrounding suburbs. It's a great idea. One of the kids that's getting on the bus tomorrow is CJ Gordon, and he is on the line with us. CJ, thanks for joining the show tonight. We appreciate it.
Hi, Justin. I'm so glad to be here.
So let's get right into this. First of all, how'd you get involved with Mikvah Challenge?
So they actually have a team that comes out to schools and talks to law and civics professors. And so my law teacher, Mr. Grigsby, got connected with them, and I actually started with Mikvah Project, Mikvah Challenge on Project Soapbox, which is this speech platform. And I had this wonderful opportunity to give a speech in front of a bunch of people, and then I got more information about the caucus, and now we're here.
Now we're here. Are you excited about this? What's the expectation, CJ? Are you thinking that, you know, you're going to... what do you expect going into Iowa tomorrow?
I'm extremely excited. I know it's going to be freezing, so that's something.
That's politics, right?
Yep. The caucus is heating up. The weather is not. I'm excited about meeting all of these politically-minded students. I'm excited about learning all of the stuff that we're going to learn and just meeting these people. It's going to be a great environment, and I'm very... I'm looking forward to it quite a bit.
So when they say phone banking and canvassing, I don't necessarily know what any of that means. What does that mean that you're going to be canvassing in Iowa?
So canvassing is essentially going door to door. And if people are home, which I get the impression that Iowans are actually very politically minded people and are more willing than like most of the rest of the country to talk to people who are just knocking on their doors, right, to talk about politics. So going door to door, talking about the options that these people have, talking about the candidates that we're specifically choosing to campaign for, and just generally giving the opportunity for a more open dialogue in other people's homes about these candidates.
Hmm. How much canvassing have you done in your life?
Zero.
I was going to say, this is quite an experience to be welcomed into someone's home, to ask questions, to have political conversation, maybe in their foyer or maybe on their couch. Are you prepared for that? Are you prepared to have that kind of experience, the American experience of talking politics with people?
I sure hope so. I'm sort of depending on Mikvah Challenge to prep me enough for the point that I'm in that mindset, but this is a great first start. I'm talking to an actual person on the phone over a radio station. Yeah, right. That's wild.
See, that's a good start. You're right. You're way ahead of the game right now. CJ Gordon's on the phone with me, and he is going to the Mikvah Challenge. As part of the Mikvah Challenge, he's going to Iowa for the Iowa caucuses. You've got the Youth Summit as well. Friday, tomorrow, you're going to be canvassing in Iowa. Saturday is a Youth Summit. What should we expect from the Youth Summit? What are the kind of conversations and the issues you expect to come up?
So what I gathered from what they've told us so far is that the Youth Summit is essentially a caucus example where instead of having candidates that we're going to group around, it's the issues. So anything from climate change to race to gender bias to all of those things, and then having intelligent, informed discussions about what the positions we think should be taken on those topics and stuff like that. And I'm really looking forward to it. I think that our generation brings such a unique aspect to this conversation because we can't vote. So we do what we can by campaigning, by having these discussions to try to influence the way the world turns out.
Caucusing is so different than everything else. I mean, there's such a weird system in which you go stand in a corner and more people that stand in your corner means that you win. Yep. Are you familiar with the way that caucuses work? Are you prepared to see something that you wouldn't see if it was just a normal, say, Illinois primary?
Yeah, no, I didn't know what the caucus was about until the orientation that they had for this trip last week. I had no idea what we were going into, none at all. I was just on board and ready to go. But now they've educated us well, and I'm really looking forward to it.
For you to go in and have this experience in Iowa, to participate in what everyone knows to be an election year in 2020, and bring that back home to work on local races, how do you feel about that process? How do you feel about being civically minded at such a young age?
I firstly feel honored to have this opportunity. I mean, not every kid gets the chance to go to Iowa and work on a campaign. And I'm excited to have the duty to bring it back home and try and influence Chicago, influence my neighborhood. I've lived here my entire life, and I love this place, so why not try and make it a better place for everyone?
Yeah, I love it. CJ Gordon, my guest tonight, he's taken off to, when do you guys leave tomorrow?
I will be there at 5 a.m. We leave sometime after 6.
Get on the bus and head out to Iowa for the Iowa caucuses, just to actually canvass and phone bank and work for campaigns that are running for president that'll be represented at the Iowa caucuses, and come back to Chicago and take that experience and use it for local races here in 2020. CJ, good luck with the weekend, and thanks for joining us tonight here on WGN Radio. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I've had a great time.
There you go. CJ Gordon, changing the world, right? All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Stay with us.